Now, just a reminder that because of the live studio audience tomorrow, our Friday schedule looks a little bit different. Sholto Copley is going to be with me in studio for the whole of the first hour, which means it's a sort of a combined couch and movie club. There'll be no book discussion just for tomorrow. I promise it'll be back soon. There'll also be no events diary tomorrow. So we're going to pop it in right now instead and just give you a couple of suggestions on things you might want to consider doing if you feel like getting out and about this coming weekend. I have had one eye on the weather forecast, and I know that Saturday, well, it's just looking vile, isn't it, to be polite. The forecast is not good. It's going to be cold. It's going to be wet. Saturday is a bit of a write-off unless you can find somewhere to be indoors. Sunday, however, things start to clear up at least. It's still going to be pretty chilly. But if you're wanting to get out and about, here are some of the things you could consider. Firstly, I mentioned when I came back from my long weekend how lovely the spring flowers are starting to look up on the West Coast. Well, if you don't feel like traveling up the West Coast, if you are feeling sick of winter and you want a bit of a sense that spring is around the corner, how about joining the Friends of Rondebosch Common for a spring flower walkabout on Sunday? They are hosting a guided walk that'll basically tell you all about the fauna and flora that you can experience on the common and all other little bits and bits of trivia. The volunteers are really knowledgeable about the history of the space as well as the wonderful array of plant life you can see there. I drive past it every day. I can vouch for the fact that there are pockets of flowers starting to peek their heads out every now and then. So if you would like to do a guided walk on Rondebosch Common to check out the flowers, it's happening on Sunday morning at 11:30, lasting about 90 minutes. So you'll be done by 1 o'clock. And the meeting point for that is at the Sawkins Road bench on the side of the Common. They do advise that you bring some good walking shoes. And after the rain that's forecast on Friday night, Saturday, wellies might be a better option. Do take along a warm jacket and hat. It is still going to be fairly chilly. No cost to attend, but there will be books and cards and a DVD on sale in support of the Friends of Rondebosch Common. So if you would like to make a contribution towards maintenance of the common, you could consider supporting them that way. That is the Spring Flower Walk on Rondebosch Common, 11:30 on Sunday morning. Over at the theatre, firstly, a reminder that Cape Town City Ballet has commenced its run of Romeo and Juliet. We spoke about this with Veronica Paper a week or so ago. There are still tickets available for some performances through CompuTicket. The run is until the end of this month. I went with my daughter on Friday night and we just thought it was absolutely wonderful. Beautiful dancing, the most spectacular visiting international artists from Japan and Russia. You could hear a pin drop in the audience. The live orchestra, Cape Town Philharmonic, absolutely wonderful, gorgeous sets and costumes, and really, despite the fact that it's such a tragic story, for me what stood out was the sense of sort of playfulness about the way it was choreographed, the little cameo characters here and there, and just the sword fighting. We just loved it. I have had a listener querying the cost of tickets, and what we're going to do is we did reach out to Cape Town City Ballet to ask them to join us to talk about this issue today. Unfortunately, they weren't available at this very time, which is when we had a space for it. So instead, we are going to delay that conversation until next week. So Peter, who sent me that email, I've seen it. We've passed it on to Cape Town City Ballet. They would like to respond, and we'll host that conversation early on next week to give some feedback as to why there is such a vast discrepancy in the different categories of pricing available, and to just give us some insight into how they arrive at that price point. So Cape Town City Ballet's Romeo and Juliet, I highly recommend. I thought it was just beautiful. Really, really loved the experience on Friday night. Also on at the Artscape, the Women's Humanities Arts Festival continues. Various different events and activities there, including stage productions, book launches, film screenings, and more. You can visit their website, artscape.co.za, for a full list of the events. Over at the Baxter, there's the debut of a brand new South African play called Four Fathers, Bananas for the Baboons. This show explores black fatherhood and absent fathers. It's on at the Baxter Golden Arrow Studio, performed in a mix of English, Xhosa and Zulu with English subtitles. And emerging young writer Kitso Seti makes his debut as director as well for this one. If you'd like to see it, the run is until the 20th of August, with nightly performances at 7:30 and a matinee on Saturdays at 2:30. Booking for that is 120 rand a ticket through web tickets. Now, Stranger Things has made everything to do with the 1980s cool again. So why not haul out the blue mascara for an 80s party with tribute band The Deadbeats? This is a very special event. It is celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Toy Run. We talk to them almost every year about their wonderful charity toy drive that happens towards the end of the year. And this is a bit of a pre-birthday party for them, celebrating 40 years of the Toy Run. It's happening tomorrow evening. They're hosting an 80s music tribute party. You can expect to hear A-ha, The Cult, The Cure, Robert Palmer, David Bowie, Depeche Mode, Billy Idol, The Buggles, and more. Oh, it's a playlist made in heaven, and it's on at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, Friday the 12th of August, at Havana Nights, which is situated in Gabriel House in Main Road, Plumstead. Tickets are 125 Rand a head. No under 18s allowed for this one, please. And there is a strict guest dress code at Havana Nights, so if you're going to haul out the neon leg warmers, pair them with high heels, please. You will not be late in the door unless you are dressed to impress. Search for the Deadbeats 80s tribute party happening tomorrow evening at Havana Nights. And if that's not enough to satisfy your inner 80s child, you can keep the music going on Sunday afternoon at the Hillcrest Quarry. This is a journey back to the 70s, 80s and 90s. A seven-piece tribute band featuring Mark Hayes and Chloe Eddy on vocals. They're going to share their favorite rock songs from the likes of Queen, Pat Benatar, Led Zeppelin. There'll be some Journey in the mix, some Blondie, even a bit of Beatles for the fans. That event is happening on Sunday afternoon at Hillcrest Quarry from 2:30 until 6 p.m. Tickets are 150 Rand and you can book on Quickit. Boschendal is celebrating South African women with a special day this coming Saturday. I know the weather's not going to be great, but you can be indoors enjoying some guided art tours at their Norval Art Gallery. There'll be panel discussions, laughing yoga, and a bit of a mini market. The experience also includes a welcome glass of their lovely Cup Classique and a light lunch featuring Boschendal's famed Soil to Fork Fair. Saturday between 10 and 2 at Boschendal. The reservations email is reservations@boschendal.co.za. Tickets for that event are 280 Rand a person.